Peggy, you have a new book coming out, and it's based on your parlour, which is just exquisite.
Thank you very much. Yes, the new book is much more about baking than decorating. There are certainly lots of lovely finishing touches in there and simpler decorations, but I really wanted to write a book about baking. It's something that I've been missing in the last few years, where I focused so much on decorating. It's lots of recipes for cupcakes, little petite treats like macaroons and mini donuts, for example, but also layer cakes, really beautiful and delicious layer cakes. And I'm also reviving a few retro classics, such as the marble cake and what is it called now? No, I forgot it.
But you're putting on these sort of cakes, and some of them are sort of very British cakes. You're adding on a sort of twist and upping the game, really, aren't you? So that they're just a little bit better than you perhaps have made, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
Yes, of course, I want to make sure. I mean, something that always personally bothers me a lot if cakes are dry and not moist and quite doughy. So I really try to make it a bit more, just fresher, moister, lighter and crumblier. Crumbly in a positive way, I'm meaning that. But also, I've brought in a few German traditions in there as well. For example, there's a very beautiful biscuit in there called Springerle, which is actually not exactly German. It's also sort of Austrian-Swiss tradition. Mm-hmm. But it's using beautiful carved wooden molds to create something like the old gingerbread effect almost, so, which is really nice. So I'm bringing in a few German influences, but a lot of British baking as well, a few British classics. And I've just changed things slightly, maybe a bit of different colour or flavour variation on it, classic finishing touches, but just really fine and very pretty.
So if you had some top tips to say to somebody who was going to get your book to get their cakes and their biscuits to work, what would your top tips be?
Well, I think generally just always follow the recipe very precisely, but also don't rush. Take your time. Buy the best ingredients. I cannot stress this enough, because I feel if you use artificial flavors and margarine, you can definitely taste the difference. Go for organic, free range where you can, and use the real thing. Don't use anything artificial.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this book coming out. If it's as beautiful as your other three books, we're in for a real treat.
I hope so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.